America is becoming more diverse. That is not news. But what is news is this new demographic study that shows kids are leading the way. Just under half of the children in America, less than 5 years old, are non-white. But some demographers say 2010 could be the tipping point when there will be more babies of color than white babies born in the United States. So is minority even a relevant term anymore? We're joined now by Kenneth Johnson. He's a professor of sociology and senior demographer at the University of New Hampshire's Carsey Institute. And he co-authored the report that was released yesterday on the growing diversity of America's young people. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning.
So can you kind of sum up what are the main findings of this report were?
Well, the main findings were, as you reported, that 48% of the children born last year in the United States were members of minorities, by which we mean they were not non-Hispanic white. And the structuring of the United States' population tends to be going from youngest to oldest, so that among those 1 to 4, about 46% are minority. But among those over the age of 20, it's 31% who are minorities. And we also looked at the geographic spread of this phenomenon, and we already have 500 counties in the United States where most of the children are members of groups other than the non-Hispanic white part of the population. Another 300 are close to being in that position, and in contrast, there are only 300 counties in total in which the minority populations represent the majority of everyone in the county.
Okay, so Kenneth Johns, that's a lot of numbers. I think I've taken them all in, but does this mean that within 20 years, the adult population, whites will no longer be the majority?
Well, the population projections by the Census Bureau are that somewhere around the middle of the century, there's a lot of disagreement exactly when, but around 2050 or so, the majority of the American population will not be non-Hispanic white.
What's the gap there? If we're going to tip the point on babies this year, possibly, then why would there be 40 years before that would affect the adult population?
Well, it takes a long time for the population to change. As I said, only 31% of the adult population is in a minority group. So that all that young population has to flow up through the whole age structure before it would transition the whole age structure. Plus, it's unclear what are going to happen to immigration levels. Immigration is down a little bit now because of the recession. We don't know how many children everyone is going to have. Hispanic women tend to have about one more child than non-Hispanic white women, but traditionally immigrant groups have eventually had their birth rate slow down. We don't know how that's going to happen among Hispanics. So, I mean, there are still a lot of unknowns about exactly when this is going to happen.
You know, but I got to ask you, Kenneth Johnson, I was reading this report and there's a lot of places in which you've talked about the minority majority and the majority minority, which is incredibly confusing. Are you going to have to find a new vocabulary for talking about this, or are you planning to still use these words majority and minority?
Well, honestly, my focus is always on the numbers and the data. I admit that some of these terms are a little complicated to deal with, and I would be happy to have somebody create new ones. But I'm a demographer. I'm used to dealing with, if you think majority-minority is a tough one to deal with, you should see some of the other stuff we struggle with. So.
Okay, well, Kenneth Johnson is a professor of sociology and a senior demographer at the University of New Hampshire's Carsey Institute. Let's go back to Maria Hinojosa. She's host and managing editor of NPR's Latino USA, also an Emmy award-winning reporter with Now on PBS. Good morning again, Maria.
Good morning, or probably I should say buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
There
well,
you go.
You know, you heard Kenneth struggling over the terms to use. Are we going to have to find something to replace minority?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the interesting thing, Celeste, is that a long time ago, I would probably say early 1990s, I decided that I was no longer going to use that term, minority. It went out of my vocabulary. I have two kids, a 14-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl. They have never heard me use the term, well, we're a member of a minority group, or yeah, you're a minority. Never.
A majority lost its meaning for me living in Brooklyn, I think, years ago. And I have five kids. That's the irony here is I have five kids. You have two, right, Maria?
Yeah, John. Well, you know, obviously you were busier than I was, but hey, you know.
But I actually delivered my 8-year-old to a birthday party this week, and it's not the first time where she was the only white girl at the party.
Yeah, and so here's what's fascinating. I mean, this change opens up all kinds of like wonderful possibilities. I was walking through a park near my home in Harlem, and I was with my daughter, and in front of me there was clearly a Latina babysitter, nanny, with two little white girls. And as we approached them, the Latina nanny was speaking to the little girls in Spanish, and the little girls were answering her in English. And I was like, wow, that is so cool. You have a mom who made a decision to hire a Latina nanny and tell her, I want you to speak Spanish to my kids. And they're open to it. On the other hand, there's the whole element of fear and, oh my God, if whites are a minority, we know how minorities are treated in this country. It doesn't look so good for them.
Well, let me ask you that question, and let me go back to the question I posed at the top of the show, Maria. As whites become the minority, does that mean there'll be an automatic shifting of power, that we're seeing that will move?
Well, I think that what we have to recognize is that this is going to be a power struggle, and that's what makes it kind of hard and ugly in some places. But, you know, what's joyful about it is that, on the one hand, you can have Dora the Explorer, which, of course, Huckleberry's kids have seen. All of them have seen Dora the Explorer, like mine. They grew up looking at this little brown-skinned bilingual girl, and the little girls are saying, I want to be like Dora. And the little boys are saying, yo quiero ser como Diego. So on the one hand, you have, and she's the largest-selling children's character ever in history, billions of dollars. So on the one hand, you've got that, which is really cool. On the other hand, you have, well, our friend Lou Dobbs, who was paid $8 million after he was fired, but he's still on the radio. And what he has done consistently is to paint an image of this Latino person. I mean, it's an undocumented immigrant who he's talking about, but basically people just see Latinos now as a threat to everything that America stands for, our language, our culture, our demographics, our jobs. So you've got these two things happening at the same time. How it's going to play out, I think it plays out one-to-one. People talking to each other and, you know, getting over this question of fear.
Okay, Maria Hinojosa is the host and managing editor of NPR's Latino USA, obviously a subject that we could talk about for a very long time. So, Maria, I'm going to ask you our takeaway question today. We're asking our listeners how these labels fit in their lives. Do you consider yourself to be part of majority?
I'm a human being, I'm American, and I'm really hopeful about our future as people have lots of babies. I think that means hope.
Okay. You can give us your take at 8778MyTake or post to our website, thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.